This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we start hour number two, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it. It was brought to you by a truck. Thanks to the men and women in the trucking industry. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California, IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I neglected in the truckers report to point something out that's extremely important for the coast-to-coast drivers out on Interstate 40. Folks, we have got a real problem in Memphis. The interstate bridge on I-40 that crosses the Mississippi River at Memphis, Tennessee, between Tennessee and Arkansas, is closed because inspectors found a crack in the span the day prior. Now, the Interstate 40 bridge linking Arkansas and Tennessee was shut down because the crack is definitely got people thinking that it might have to do some real fast major repairs. Now, the department said it was working with the Tennessee Department of Transportation to ensure the 48-year-old 1.8-mile bridge is safe before reopening. They're going to do a bunch of stress tests out there. Now, traffic was being rerouted to the 71-year-old Memphis and Arkansas bridge that carries Interstate 55 into Memphis, about 3 miles south of the I-40 span. Now, river traffic was also shut down until further notice. That, according to the Tennessee Department of Transportation, road traffic appeared on the Tennessee Department of Transportation cameras to be moving steadily on the I-55 bridge, even though there was more traffic over there now. Now, this bridge, in an inspection for the 2020 National Bridge Inventory Project, the Federal Administration, Highway Administration, said that the I-40 bridge checked out in fair condition, the key word, fair, overall, with all primary structure elements sound and some minor cracks and chips in the overall structure. Now, this obviously, Kyle, is going to have to be repaired and or replaced soon. This is a major, major, major bridge across Mississippi River on I-40, which sees about 35,000 trucks per day that go across that bridge, plus a bunch of cars.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And when we hear the term crack, that really does not do it justice. I'm looking at a picture of exactly what it is. It's an actual break in one of the main steel members of the bridge. It looks like a through-and-through break. And so there were frantic calls earlier, Captain, to 911 from the inspectors. Now, they come from the Arkansas Department of Transportation. They're responsible for inspecting the bridge. But the Tennessee Department of Transportation, they're responsible for fixing the bridge. Mm-hmm. But they had frantic calls to 911 as they discovered this major crack, this major split, and they were pleading with them, we need police cars out here in order to get people off of this bridge. That's how dire it really, really was. Now, there's an economist, a retired economist that used to be with University of Memphis. He told one of the local news affiliates there, he said, this is going to be a delay in goods and services
across
the country. Exactly. He says, and it's all going to be because of this bridge. That's how important this is.
Now, there is a major hub, the home of FedEx, is right there in Memphis at the airport. And that sits pretty much dead center of the two bridges to the east a little bit. That's going to create a problem for the trucks hauling the air freight. So I can only imagine what's going to happen as a result of that. Plus, you stick everybody over on one bridge and run them all together certain times of the day and night. It's going to be virtually, and I've been through Memphis when there's been traffic jams. I'll tell you what, this is going to really be a traffic jam.
Well, it really will be. And certainly this does nothing more than point up the fact that when we talk about infrastructure in this country, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. This is where the money, and they're wanting to spend money to do this, and the American people are happy to have it spent, but it's got to be spent on things like this.
Yeah. Now, removing the $300 weekly unemployment incentive not to work as soon as possible is agreed to by many to be the best step towards recovery. What do you think?
No, I think that's exactly right. At the height of a pandemic, when businesses are shut down, essentially everything is shut down, there was some call for this. There was some practical elements about this. But now that you're trying to get the economy restarted for real, you can't have people say, well, I don't want to go back to work because I'm making just as much. The incentive has to be there in order to actually restart the economy. Otherwise, we're going to see spits and sputters, and it's not going to work good.
Well, that's true. And hold that thought, and folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, I-40, Memphis, the bridge is closed. You got to take I-55 and go around the long way to get out there, cross the river, go east and west around Memphis. So keep that in mind, the truckers out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere as we continue to move along.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And Ron Edwards will be around hour number four this morning. You want to be sticking around for him. We're going to have quite a conversation there, a couple of different things, including what's going on up in Michigan, which is where he currently resides, because it seems to be an ever-changing situation up there. The governor continues to make threats. But she doesn't have the authority to do half the things she's talking about, like that pipeline we just heard Mike talk about a few minutes ago. All right, folks. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield of yours. You can give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $150 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. If you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and give you $150 back right in the palm of your hand when you tell them, me, the captain, moi, sent you. Now, the phone number to call is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and that's in Arizona because, you see, they're a national company. That's Auto Glass America. Now, don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Get that $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish putting in your windshield. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Amen to that. All right, well, we're going to start a new segment here tonight, Kyle. We're going to call it the Joe Biden segment. You ready?
Absolutely.
This one goes out to Joe Biden. If you want
I take back those words. rise like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I've been living in two versions.
Yeah, shared her best, what, 1986?
Actually, I think it's more 89, I think that's really
all right. If I could turn back time, and that's got to apply to Joe Biden right now, because he would love to be able to turn back time. We've obviously got a president that's in cognitive decline. But yesterday, Kyle, he was taking questions at the press conference that he was having, and he just kind of all of a sudden lost it. You could see it. And he lost his train of thought, lost the answers that were there. And then we heard Jen Psaki come on and say what she did about the wall and the gasoline situation. And all that did was alienate more people because they didn't get any answers.
Well, no. And the precious little from the president on any of his conversations with Benjamin Netanyahu as to why things might start getting better quickly here, this kind of thing. But, yes, unfortunately, it's the day-to-day machinations of being the president that we're seeing these kinds of issues happen with Joe Biden. This is going to be the big speech night. This is going to be the controlled environment. He's going to say this, and then he's going to exit stage left, that kind of thing. This is in the thick of it. Israel is essentially in a war with the Palestinians, for lack of a better term. You've got the gas issue with the pipeline. You've got all these other things happening, and he's got to be able to deal with it in real time.
Now, Joe Biden is a Catholic, right?
Yes, he says so, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to call him a practicing Catholic, but he's a Catholic. But I will say this. Yesterday, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops posted a rebuke on Twitter this week to President Joe Biden's January 28th executive order that repeals an order by former President Donald Trump restricting aid to agencies providing abortions overseas. He opened it up to give them money again. And the Catholic bishops, that goes against them and their policies. The Pope, I'm not sure. I think the Pope is okay with this, but who knows? Because you've got something a little different. I've never seen a communist Pope, but we got one. And I'm not Catholic. I'm just going to say that they've got one right now. So I don't know where this is going to go, but again, the Pope actually replaced some a bishop to appease Joe Biden. You knew that, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen now. This is the entire conference of bishops.
Well, right, and again, anytime you have a U.S. president, and back during the John Kennedy era, there was a big issue with him being a Roman Catholic, and he made a famous comments about that and so forth. It wasn't a major issue, it turned out, in the end, but nowadays, Captain, you've got the abortion issue. I think the American people don't want their tax dollars going overseas to fund abortions. And at the same time, it does bring up Joe Biden and his moral compass, basically, as to what he is and is not willing to do politically. So, this can only go into the hopper and make it worse for Joe Biden, I think.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of questions about the pipeline. Captain, is it true the pipeline's up and running? Yes, the pipeline is back online. It is working right now, functionally working. However, it's going to take a day or two to get the pipeline back up to 100% with the fuel where it needs to go to the different depots and ports all the way up the line, because as you just heard, our gasoline haulers, our tanker yankers here, suicide jockeys last hour, they called in and told you that these gas stations are selling an unbelievable amount of gas because people are hoarding the gas.
That's right. People are hoarding the gas, and it's because of our truckers out there who are bringing in the gas as fast as they possibly can. There would not be a shortage, quote unquote, if people weren't hoarding it. In other words, we're finding ways in order to deliver the fuel that people need, but because people have decided, some people have decided to take more than they should and hoard it in plastic bags of all things, that it makes it harder for everybody else. But the system is trying to compensate for this right now, and again, we shouldn't panic about it.
Well, I saw a guy yesterday who had a pickup truck, and he obviously was in the construction industry or something. He had four big jerry cans, about 20 gallons apiece, roughly 20 gallons apiece, and he was filling them up with gasoline, and he had already filled up the 150-gallon tank, bulk tank, in the back of his pickup truck with diesel, so he was taking that somewhere for the equipment that they had to operate in. It said something construction. It was a diesel truck, but that was not his tank because his tank was somewhere else. Because this had a crank handle on it to where you could take the fuel that was in it and pump it out into something. So this guy was obviously carrying the fuel for the equipment that belonged to the construction company.
Right, exactly. But it's just so unfortunate to see the kind of behavior that we're seeing when in reality, of course, we know that only in a very short period of time, everything is going to get restored. That's what people should be focusing on.
Yeah, so that's part of what's going on. Now, the other thing is, before we go to break, yeah, we got enough time. Before we go to break, dozens of school districts around the country are eliminating requirements for students to wear masks, and more are likely to ditch them before the next academic year. How about California?
Well, California, well, here's the thing, and depending on vaccination, what the news we're getting now is that as California begins to open up generally on or about June the 15th, we may see a lot of these mask mandates disappear from the California government.
Yeah.
Individual school districts may still have mask mandates, but we'll have to see how this pans out because you're getting a lot more people vaccinated,
yeah,
especially in California.
Well, here's the thing. The CDC has come out and said unequivocally, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, period.
Well, that's right. But there's always the caveat, like from the president, unless you're in a crowded situation, in which case
that's
somehow,
the president. That's not the CDC.
That's not the CDC, exactly.
No.
But this is why they keep perpetuating this. So in other words, and at the same time, Captain, they're trying to get people to go out and get vaccinated who haven't been vaccinated, who have reservations about it, and they're sending these mixed signals. Hey,
yeah,
get vaccinated, return to normal.
And remember, there's a booster coming for these vaccines. We heard about that the other day, too.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It's a busy night, as you can tell. A lot of things going on. We'll be right back. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an executive order to address a recent increase of high-profile cyber attacks. The order creates a public-private partnership to improve communication between the federal government and the private sector on cyber issues. The White House says the order also creates a standardized playbook laying out how the government will respond to an attack. and rocket attacks into Israel have continued early Thursday morning, with Israeli Defense Forces responding with more airstrikes on police and security buildings in Gaza. More than 1,000 rockets have been launched into Israel by militants, with the IDF destroying at least 2 high-rise buildings in response. A commander for the military wing of Hamas was killed on Wednesday. The Ministry of Health in Gaza says that overall 69 people have been killed, with nearly 400 wounded in the attacks so far. At least 6 Israelis have also been killed in the rocket attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much for doing that, Ms. Announcer Lady. And we appreciate her very much. That's Kathy Curtis here locally in Tampa, does that for us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our folks over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
You betcha. Give it a try. See what it can do for you. Now, I ran out of patches. Otherwise, I'd be using one right now for my ankle. But that's just the way it goes. And I haven't got any more, and it takes a little while to get them. And because of the stuff that's going on over there in Arkansas and Mississippi and God knows where else with all the different problems we've got in our way, our path there, Kyle. And by the way, Interstate 10 tonight is not all that wonderful in some areas. There's some water over the roads there in Texas again, like there was before. But anyway, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, folks had better buckle up, because Biden's next big crisis that's coming is going to be inflation. Our economy is in peril thanks to him and his radical agenda. And we're going to see inflation that we haven't seen since the days of Jimmy Carter in the not-too-distant future.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. I can't imagine what people are going to do when the prices continue to rise, when it is going to be apparent that the economy is not going to be able to get back on its feet because of the inflation that we're already seeing. We don't really think that the Biden administration has any kind of a handle on trying to stop it, and yet they're wanting to go out and spend literally trillions of dollars. This is a complete recipe for disaster. And don't forget, Captain, all those Trump tax cuts,
yep.
they're going to go away, or
yep.
they want them to go away.
Yep.
It's going to get harder and harder to make a living. It's going to get harder and harder to make ends meet,
yep.
and the government's going to take more than its fair share, that's for sure.
Yep, and inflation is going to hurt the little guys the most. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Go ahead.
I work for a sport boat and fishing company, and today we didn't have to wear our mask. How used to get things, because we're walking around and I'm constantly feeling my face like, oh, I should have my mask on. No, I don't wear it.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit on me. Are you moving on the road right now? Okay, where about you calling me from? All right, I lost him, Kyle. I lost him altogether. That was obviously a trucker, and he said he worked for a sport boating company.
Yeah.
Or used to.
Yeah, and something about not wearing a mask and walking around and so forth. But, yeah, it's too bad. He faded away, but if he can call back, we'll hopefully get a better
connection. Get a better signal and call us back, so we'd be happy to talk to him to find out what he was going to say. All right, well, the Arizona Attorney General has called for Kamala Harris to be removed from her role as the border czar. I'm going to call her that. That's the name I'm going to give her. Amidst the continued high migrant numbers. Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to put, we got Mel here. I'm going to put him on hold for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Captain, the AG is calling for Harris to be removed from her border role. Well, that shouldn't be too hard, because she hasn't really ever done anything. So I don't know if it's just, unchecking a box or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But she has done absolutely zilch,
okay.
Zero nada.
All right, let's see what Mel wants. Okay, Mel, Saratoga Springs, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. This impression that we're looking square in the face, calling by this minute, this regime. The Biden regime, this cabinet, this is an attack by the government against American citizens. This is all this is, plain and simple. Rachel Austin said, this is an attack against us Americans. Either you be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Conservative, this is what they're doing. This is the clout and pivot move. He's a Chinese Communist agent, Chinese Communist Party agent. This guy must be removed. This is killing us.
Well, he can't be removed until you get enough votes to get him removed, and we don't have him yet. Don't have him yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He has to be removed.
All right, thank you. And by the way, this is the fundamental transformation of America. He's right when he talks about the Cloward Pivot strategy. He's right when he talks about Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, because that's all part of this. But I know, and you know, and the people listening that have paid attention know, that we are watching the fundamental transformation of America. Now, the way we're going to remove this president is one of two ways. Either he's going to be voted out of office, or he's going to have to step down, which would give us Kamala Harris, because he is definitely cognitively challenged from what we keep seeing.
Well, that's right. Even before the election, even during the campaign, it was sort of an open secret, I think, that Joe Biden would likely not serve his entire first term, not because of something nefarious or something terrible to befall him, but because he would simply step aside at some point, and then Kamala Harris would ascend to the presidency. But of course, now that we're in, and it's only been just a little over the first 100 days, there's been so much damage, so much destruction, and President Biden doesn't seem to be able to, again, handle things in real time. The controlled appearances and so forth,
no.
They can kind of get away with, but
no.
Not when it's day to day.
But I know what they're doing. You know what they're doing. Most anybody that's paid attention knows what they're doing. It's the fundamental transformation of America. And we have to make up our minds right now, right here, today, at what time is it here? At 3:40 in the morning Eastern Time on a Thursday morning. We need to make up our minds that the time has come right now. 2021 is where we start with the elections. All elections have consequences. We start with the local ones that are coming up this year. We make the changes at the local level, start the ball rolling. So next year it'll be a little bit easier. You'll know what you need to do. And then we work at it next year with the midterm elections. I'm telling you, the Congress is going to flip. It's going to flip Republican. We know that. Kevin McCarthy will be the Speaker of the House. We know that. We also know that I believe that the Senate will flip. I'm not sure that Mitch McConnell will still be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, because I think he's going to get a challenge from maybe someone like Ted Cruz or, maybe Josh Hawley, but probably Ted Cruz is my guess. I could be wrong. We'll see, because that's the good old boys club in the Senate. But I believe the Senate is going to go back Republican. I believe the House is going to go back big time Republican. There's going to be a 40 or 50 vote switch over there. And then we'll see what happens then next.
Well, I think you're right. And you know something else, Captain? I think once that happens, generally speaking,
it'll stop the Biden agenda.
Well, it certainly will. But what will happen when that occurs is we'll see the media ramp up again. We'll see the Democrats ramp up again and go into the same exact mode that they were in against all things Republican and Trump back when Trump won the 2016
well,
election.
Well, they never stopped. They're still there. They never stopped. They just lightened up a little bit, but not much. They're still there.
Well, of course. But I think the American people, having experienced what they're experiencing now, are not going to stand
for that. As a matter of fact, the mainstream news networks, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, have all now facing criticism for significantly reducing coverage of the worsening border crisis. Anything that goes against Biden and his administration, they're backing off the news coverage.
Well, sure, because, again, that's their window to the world. And they can ramp up whatever they want to ramp up. And for 4 years, they ramped up that Trump was a Russian agent and all that stuff. And now they're backing off because they like Biden.
And by the way, the Minneapolis Police Department now has to, or city of Minneapolis, now has to pay some $35 million to police officers who left the force amid the George Floyd unrest. They said, that's it, I'm done, I'm quitting, because nobody had their back.
That's exactly right. Yeah, these have to do with workers' compensation packages, right.
Yeah, and I've met a couple of cops that used to be cops up there that are down here now becoming deputy sheriffs in my backyard.
Very cool.
Yes, sir. We welcome them when we find out about it. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll give you an update on the bridge closing. I-40 Memphis is going to be that way for a little while, I do believe. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They own and operate the Double D Ranch, which is a horse ranch, a stable, and they also teach people how to ride Western style equestrian, and they'll teach you how to just ride a horse, period, if that's what you want to do. And they're up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, we're going trucking again with the Highway Junkie.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire, son? I said, man, there ain't no fire, I'm just running free.
Randy, that's a highway junkie song, and he got himself a heap of trouble. 101-mile-an-hour ticket somewhere west of Nashville. Oh, my goodness. What you think, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, oh. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, all righty. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J. Nearest you, pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you, you pull in there and get yourself a free cup of coffee. But then while you're there, guys and gals, join the Truckers Club. Get all the points you get by buying fuel, by buying food, by buying supplies in the store. The points will add up pretty soon. You'll be able to have a pretty good Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday, whatever the situation might happen to be for yourself or anybody else that you want to include in it, because you'll have a bunch of points added up and you can use them just like money. All right, here we go. Thunderstorms in the Central Plains, below average temperatures in the east. Yep, it's cold up north. Now, storms capable of producing large hail and a few strong wind gusts will be possible from central Nebraska into northern Kansas, and below normal temperatures are expected east of the Rockies, while the western third of the country starts to warm up. That's a good thing, but down yonder way here, we do still have the opportunity with the warm weather that we're having in the southeast, Alabama, Georgia, and the northern part of Florida, to maybe have a severe thunderstorm or two, and God forbid something else, but it's in the works. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, we're tracking, of course, a fire weather watch. This in southern Utah along Interstate 15 as you're coming through St. George. Still have air quality alert in the Phoenix and Mesa area in Arizona. As you said, things are warming up. Palm Springs, California, looking like it's going to be about 99 degrees on Thursday. A couple of other quick temps. Las Vegas right now checking in at 79 degrees right this time of night. Bozeman, Montana at 51 degrees right now. And Portland, Oregon, clocking in at 57 degrees right now.
Well, up there in northeast Minnesota, from the Twin Cities on up towards Duluth and over into Wisconsin along I-94 and up and down I-35 and up there I-43 up towards Green Bay, you got yourself a fire weather watch. And then cold temperatures tonight, cold temperatures, a frost warning in the central part of Wisconsin all the way down to Illinois, down to Chicago, hugging the coastline there, down towards I-80, and then it'll run I-80 all the way across, let's see here, I-80 and I-90, it goes all the way across to Indiana, Ohio, goes into Pennsylvania, goes into New York, and then I-80 across Pennsylvania over towards Snowshoe and almost all the way to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, with the frost warning. Now, in Michigan tonight, we do have a little bit of an exception because that's where the colder temperatures are. The western part of Michigan, western half of Michigan, north of north of Grand Rapids, you've got a solid freeze warning up there for a long ways all the way up to the Upper Peninsula right there. So be advised of that. LJ's getting her toes cooled off a little bit because they got a frost warning for her area there in Michigan. And then the frost warning is halfway down the eastern half of Ohio, all the way down into West Virginia, all of West Virginia, mountains of Maryland, mountains of Virginia, the southeastern and eastern corner of Kentucky tonight has a frost warning. The southern part of New York, across to Binghamton from Dundee, and then up I-81 all the way to the Canadian border, you have a frost warning up there. Way up on the Canadian border, up around Fort Drum tonight, there is a freeze warning up there. I'll be advised of that, a freeze warning. And then you've got a frost warning going across into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine as well. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. There you go. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we appreciate him very much. And don't forget, I got to tell you, the bridge that's out on I-40, they've got the bridge shut down on I-40 going across to Arkansas back and forth. There's a crack in the bridge, a structural crack in the bridge, and it's not safe. They're going to have to repair it. How long that's going to take, I don't know. You're going to have to use I-55 and take the long way around the western end of Memphis to get in and out of Arkansas. So just be advised, be careful, be patient. But Memphis is going to be a real pain in the you-know-what for a while. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and the Middle East, I'm telling you, I was watching it earlier. Are they at war or what?
Yeah.
Okay. But nobody on our side of the fence wants to say anything.
Well, it's because they're stuck. And what I mean by stuck is that the Biden administration is pro-Palestinian, and you can't be pro-Palestinian, which is pro-Hamas, pro-Iran,
yeah,
when you have got Israel as an ally.
Yep. Yep. And Israel was attacked by Hamas, which is usually the case.
Correct.
They're not the provocateur here. They're recipient of what's going on over there. And Jen Psaki says, well, this is a local issue, and they're going to have to handle it locally. Are you kidding me? You've got Iran in the mix, more than likely. North Korea somehow, more than likely. Russia somehow, more than likely. China somehow. This is a international mess.
Well, look, it all goes back to Iran. I mean, how many times in the last couple of months has Iran done things, not to even begin to throw in all the things in the Persian Gulf and whatnot, that says that they are not worthy of being on the world stage, that we should not be in any kind of talks with them. We should be adding more sanctions. We should just turn the place into, a desert.
Yeah, and we're not going to be able to talk to these people. They don't want to talk to us. That's my opinion.
Okay.
What do you think? Can we talk to them? We're going to send more money?
I just said I wouldn't do it. No. They're not worthy.
Yeah, and are we going to send them more money, which is probably part of what we shouldn't have done to begin with? Hello, Joe Biden. All right, hold that. Yep, I know that. Hold that thought. Well, we can stop payment on the check. All right, we'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.